Well, what this means, for example, is that we will have a little more than a billion new residents, births occurring over this time period. So each of those births represents another mouth to feed, another child to be educated and to be formed in all the ways that are necessary so that they become productive and contributing members of the Earth's society and contributors to their countries in particular.
And now, would you be able to tell us about population statistics regionally, like, for example, Africa or Asia?
Well, yes, one of the major parts of the story is not just the overall trends for the world's population, but the diversity that exists. And over 35 years, we expect that the world's population will grow by about 2.5 billion people. But more than half of that, actually, will occur in Africa, and slightly less than a billion in Asia. And much smaller growth will occur in other regions of the world. But this comes from the fact that the fundamental profile of the populations in these different areas is different. Many African countries, especially those in sub-Saharan Africa, are still characterized by rather high levels of fertility. On average, I believe it's 4.7 children per woman across Africa as a whole. Now, this is down from the early 90s when it was 5.7 children per woman. So it does represent a significant change, but it also represents a continued high level of fertility in that part of the world, which is driving rapid rates of growth.
And now, was there anything in the data that surprised you or that was new for you in any way?
Well, this is a revision that takes place every 2 years, and population trends change slowly. Sometimes there are surprises, sometimes there are pleasant surprises, and I would have to say in this revision, one of the pleasant surprises was to learn that the pace of reduction in child mortality has been somewhat faster over the past 15 years than we had been predicting earlier. And that's to say that survival of children under the age of 5 is somewhat better now than we had predicted it would be. So this is obviously good news for anyone. Child mortality was one of the primary indicators being followed under the Millennium Development Goals, and I think this speaks to the success of the efforts to improve child survival and to control HIV/AIDS in various populations, and that's a sign of success, and that was a pleasant surprise for us.
Mr. Wilmoth, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to United Nations Radio. Is there anything further that you think our listeners should know about the work that the UN is doing in terms of population affairs?
Well, I think we've covered all of the main points. I'll just mention that we haven't maybe talked very much about international migration, which is another important component of population change. Basically, populations change either due to birth or death or migration. And these are the people coming in or exiting the population in one way or another. And it's quite notable that for some countries of the world, migration has now become one of the most important components of population change. And it's very important that that governments think about policies these days that will provide effective governance of those flows of people into and out of their countries. And this is something that's been addressed more and more at the United Nations in recent years, and I'm happy to say that it's reflected in some aspects of the Sustainable Development Goals. And I think that's another important aspect of population trends that we need to keep in mind.